Welcome to the Mesquita of Cordoba, the Mosque Cathedral, the most extraordinary building in Spain. Begin not inside, but in the courtyard of the orange trees. Stand among the trees and look up. The square minaret tower, now a bell tower, rises 75 feet above you. In spring, the white blossom of the orange trees fills this courtyard with a perfume you can taste. The trees were planted in geometric rows so that, from the air, they continue the forest of columns you are about to walk into. Inside and out, the building is one idea, a grove of stone trees. Step inside and stop. Let your eyes adjust. What looks at first like infinity is a forest of 856 columns, joined by double-tier arches striped in red brick and white limestone, repeating in every direction. The columns themselves are second-hand, granite, jasper, marble, onyx, taken in the 8th century from Roman temples and Visigothic churches across Iberia, even from carved fragments shipped from North Africa. No two are quite the same height. The architects raised them on stubs or trimmed them with capitals to reach a single level. The horseshoe arches above were a Syrian Umayyad form, brought west by Abd al-Rahman, the last prince of a dynasty massacred in Damascus, who escaped, crossed North Africa, and refounded his line here in 756. The first hall was finished in 786. His successors expanded it three times, and by the late 10th century, when Cordoba was the most populous and probably the wealthiest city in Europe, 500,000 people, libraries, public baths, lit streets, the Mesquita was the second largest mosque in the Islamic world. Walk south through the rows of arches and feel how the rhythm changes. The arches at the back are richer, more inventive, layered with floriated trefoils. You are walking forward in time as you walk south. Find the mihrab. It is the small, recessed chamber, lobed like a horseshoe, that marked the direction of prayer. Step close. The mosaics inside are Byzantine. Gold tesserae, vines, swirling Kufic calligraphy of verses from the Quran, sent in 965 as a diplomatic gift from the Emperor of Constantinople to the Caliph of Cordoba, along with the craftsmen, to set them. They glow as if lit from within, then turn and walk into the centre of the mosque, and you arrive in a different building. In 1523, 3 centuries after Cordoba fell to the Christian kings, Bishop Alonso Manrique convinced the city council to insert a full Renaissance cathedral into the heart of the forest. The Emperor Charles V approved it. When he came to Cordoba and saw the result, he said, "You have built here what you, or anyone else, could have built anywhere, and you have destroyed what was unique in the world. It is a strange and beautiful cathedral, vaulted and bright, with a magnificent choir of mahogany imported from the Americas. But it sits inside the mosque like a galleon parked in a forest. Both belong now to the same building, and the rest of the mosque rolls outward from it in every direction. Look up between the columns and notice the tiny lights. Bronze oil lamps in older days, electric bulbs now. The light in here was always meant to be muffled, amber, like late afternoon under leaves. The roof above is wood, cedar and pine, painted with stars. Walk back out into the courtyard of the oranges and sit for a moment on the low wall by the fountain. The water in this fountain has been running, in one form or another, since the 8th century, sourced from the Sierra above the city by a Roman aqueduct that was already old when Abd al-Rahman arrived. Listen to it. Then look across the river at the Roman bridge, also still in use. Cordoba has been many cities. The Mesquita is the only place where you can stand inside all of them at once.